Joining us now in the studio is Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and he joins us regularly here on WTIP to talk about some of the band's current and ongoing projects. Thanks for coming in, Seth.
Good to be here again, Kara. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about mercury in both fish and in human blood. And the reason I'm talking about it is because the Minnesota Department of Health recently was awarded a $1.4 million grant to study blood mercury levels here in this region. And this is really exciting news for us. There was a study done a few years ago by Patricia McCann of the Minnesota Department of Health. And that study found that a high proportion of infants from this region had high blood mercury levels. And it's believed that that comes from a diet high in fish. And so she wanted to do some follow-up work on this, and so she actually landed this grant to look at blood mercury levels here in our region through the Sawtooth Clinic.
So how will they be doing that?
Well, what will happen is the Sawtooth Clinic will be collecting blood from volunteering individuals, looking at blood levels in women, and I think in children as well, and looking at the mercury levels, and then trying to relate that to their diet to see if it's coming from fish. And then our agency, the Grand Portage Trust Lands, has been doing mercury studies on fish for several years. And so we will continue to do that and provide information on fish mercury levels as well so that we can see if there's a relationship between a diet high in fish, fish with high mercury levels, and then blood with high mercury levels in the individuals around here.
Okay, so they did a preliminary study?
Yeah, a preliminary study was done a few years ago, and it was done across the Midwest, but what was really interesting was that blood mercury levels were higher in northeastern Minnesota than in Wisconsin and in Michigan. And so that really caused some concern. Why were the blood mercury levels much higher in this region? And the hypothesis, the working hypothesis, is that it's likely from a diet high in fish. A lot of people like to eat fish around here, particularly in Grand Portage.
What's the problem with high mercury levels?
Well, mercury causes developmental effects, particularly in young people and in children. It causes neurological damage, it causes hyperactivity, it causes learning disorders. So it's one of the most damaging environmental toxins that there is.
So this is a really serious issue.
Yeah, absolutely. In my mind, I consider, you know, lead toxicity, mercury toxicity, and other heavy metals to be some of the most important environmental toxins that we can prevent and that we need to really focus on to make sure that it doesn't get into our children. And so what agencies like Minnesota Department of Health does in our agency is we'll look at the fish mercury levels and put out fish consumption advisories to the population, basically making recommendations on what species of fish should be consumed at what frequency.
How does the mercury get into the fish?
The fish eat other fish, and so mercury is one of these toxins that bioaccumulates. So the higher on the food chain an organism is, the more things that it's eating that also contain mercury. So a lake trout, for example, eats other fish that have levels of mercury in them. That mercury gets stored in the lake trout's flesh and in its fat, and so it increases over the life of the fish. Lake trout, for example, live for a long time, sometimes 20 to 30 years. So some of these large lake trout have been accumulating mercury over their entire lifespan. So they actually have some of the highest levels of any of the fish species around here.
Is the mercury naturally occurring?
Oh, that's a great question. Some mercury in this region is naturally occurring. It comes from our geology. And a lot of the mercury that we're seeing in fish actually comes from atmospheric deposition. That mercury is not naturally occurring and comes from burning coal in power plants and also from smelting in the mining industry. So atmospheric mercury has been increasing globally and increasing significantly. And because of the way that our climate works and the precipitation and where we're getting it from, we're seeing increased deposition of atmospheric mercury.
Does the fact that we have a coal-burning power plant right here on the North Shore make a difference?
Yeah, that likely plays into it. The closer you are in proximity to where the atmospheric mercury is emitted, the higher the likelihood that it's going to be precipitated in your region and then end up in the food sources that you're eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, how else will this Minnesota Department of Health grant affect Grand Portage?
Well, once we get a handle on what the blood mercury levels are and if it's really tied to a diet high in fish, which is what we believe, then we can get more focused advisories out to the individuals. We can do a better job of educating the citizens of Grand Portage and the tribal members on how to prevent consuming mercury. And, you know, maybe we can look into other diet items that might be lower in mercury as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to remind our listeners, we're talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage, and he joins us regularly. Also, another regular feature during our discussions is trivia from your daughter, Hannah. We have a special treat this morning. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, actually, I was fortunate enough to bring my daughter, Hannah, with me today so that maybe she can deliver a piece of biological trivia for us.
Well, first of all, I want to say welcome, Hannah.
Thanks.
Thank you for all the great trivia you've been providing us.
You're welcome.
Do you have another one you want to share with us?
Sure. Did you know that ostriches can actually run faster than horses?
Well, I knew they could run fast, but I didn't know they could run that fast. How did you get interested in wildlife trivia?
Well, I had this fact book, and it said a lot of things about trivia, and I just told my dad about it, and he decided to put it on the radio.
It's so much fun, too.
Like, I couldn't imagine an ostrich running faster than a horse, like in a race or something. So it's just, like, really cool to, you know, figure that out.
And learn things you never knew, huh?
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else there?
Yeah, I have a lot. The bat is the only mammal that can fly.
Very cool. Hannah Moore is here with us today with her dad, Seth Moore. And we've been talking about mercury. Is there anything that you wanted to add about that, Seth?
No, I just look forward to seeing the outcome of this study and seeing what we can do to try to change the fact that there are high blood mercury levels here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, both of you.
Thanks, Kara.
Bye.